BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Morning and happy Monday. Welcome into a new day and a new week here on the program. Apologies for having old news there. Nobody told me that Phil was taking today off, or else I would have had it run the ABC news. I was unaware. I was out of the room getting coffee, fixing the heat. As I'm walking by, Fun 107's like, oh, by the way, you know there's no news, right? What? Okay. Well, it's already running. So anyway, if you are heading out for the morning, if you are about to hit the roads, they're not too bad. The main roads certainly are pretty clear. They did a great job of salting those while it was raining and getting it ready so that it wouldn't freeze underneath. And then at least coming into the radio station here, there wasn't that much snow. I'm sure further north, they might have had a little bit more. But I would guess maybe an inch or two. It's hard to tell because it looks like it was kind of windy too and there's some drift areas. But I wouldn't be too concerned. You know, give yourself some extra time to get to where you're going this morning if you have to go somewhere. We're fortunate that today's a holiday for a lot of people. No school. So that helps. But just in case there are any closings, cancellations, parking bans, anything like that, if you go to WBSM.com, you can find that on the top of the page. Now, just to be completely transparent, we don't staff the newsroom 24/7. We don't have phones that people are answering 24/7. We don't have people that check the voicemails. So all closings and cancellations that you want to report, you can register on the website, on our website. There's a link there in the closings and cancellations page, as well as a tab at the top of the Weather Center to register with the Rhode Island Broadcasters Association, which is where we get fed those closings and cancellations from. So you basically would go online and enter it into there, and then all of the local broadcasters pick up from there. And that's just the way that we have to handle it. We don't have somebody here that can take the phone calls. You know, they used to call in and tell us that the school was closed and then give us a password so we knew it was really them and it wasn't a kid trying to get us to say it so to get didn't have to go to school. But having less people around and more modern technology means we don't need to do that anymore. So you can just register with the Rhode Island Broadcasters Association. Report your closings when you know that they're happening. And then within minutes, that widget updates so everybody will know. But by now, if you had a parking ban and you parked on the wrong side of the street, too late. Because we are looking at, here the snow is wrapped up. It's probably going to be wrapping up within the next hour all across the area. And now you're going to have cold, frigid air coming in. So if you have a chance this morning, if you're off and you're thinking to yourself, well, it's a holiday. I'll go out later and shovel. I'm going to sleep in. I'm going to stay in bed where it's warm. I'll worry about that later. Just remember, it's going to freeze. And that's going to make it a lot more difficult to get what little snow is on the ground, off the driveway, off the sidewalk, wherever you got to do it from. So I'm just taking a look and seeing if there's anything different from the announcements from what I saw last night. There are a couple of private schools in Rhode Island that have classes today. Or they were supposed to have classes today. Sophia Academy is closed and Providence Hebrew Day is delayed an hour and 15 minutes. But most of the, actually everything that we have, it looks like, let me scroll down here. Everything we have is for Rhode Island. The one, hold on, I'm going to sneeze. Thank you to all of you who said bless you. We have a couple of local listings here. Under religious services, St. Mary's of South Dartmouth will be closed today with no services and no masses. And for business closings, North Atlantic Corp in Somerset Fall River says they are open all shifts. So there you have it. There's your information there. And you can get that anytime from WBSM.com and on the WBSM app under the closings and cancellations tab. Let's take a phone call here, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Mr. Weisberg.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. Be careful when you go out for your walk. It's a little slippery out there.
Well, I won't be doing that. I have an appointment at 8 o'clock, believe it or not. It's just a mechanic that's going to take care of a problem for me, even though it's a holiday. Listen, I heard you say you had no news. Well, I have news.
All right.
I have news for you, for the citizens of New Bedford. I'm sure they already know. But it needs to be put on the news at WBSM, or it needs to be put out there somewhere. What the hell is going on in New Bedford? There was not a single sand barrel. I went all over the city. I went to places I knew where there always was sand barrels. Brooklawn Park, the senior center, the library. I went everywhere. There's no sand. So then I decided I'm going to go to Fay Haven, where I used to live. There was always that one big sand barrel at way up the top of Cogswell, Howland Road. It was always there. No, I went there too, and there was none. I always like to keep a little in my car. It's helped me out of a lot of scrapes. So I rode around Fay Haven for a while. I went everywhere. I didn't see nothing. I'm coming down Washington Street. Saw the police station, fire station. I'm going in there. They must know where there's a barrel. Parked my car, went inside. Two female cops. One at one desk, one at another. May we help you? I said, yes, can you direct me to a sand barrel? She goes, no, let me see. I haven't seen any. I said, yeah, me too. She goes, you know, we talked a little bit. And then she said, well, we have one barrel right outside here, but, you know, for the department. You're welcome to take a little. Don't take a lot. I said, no, I don't even want to take any from you. I said, I just came in here to see if you knew where any was. And then we talked a little bit. And then he said to me, where are you from? I said, New Bedford. He goes, well, even if we had sand barrels out here, nobody from other places could be coming over here to take the sand from Fay Haven. And that stung me. I said, what? So that's right. If we're putting sand barrels out in Fay Haven, it's for the citizens of Fay Haven. So your best bet then is go to the beach. So I looked at the other female cop, and I says, well, miss, you're a witness that she said it's okay for me to take sand from the beach because God knows I could be arrested for taking sand from a Fay Haven beach. And she just looked at me and smiled. I said, you're going to be kidding me. She was getting really uppity with me. I'm not from Fay Haven. What am I doing over there looking for sand? Now, I'm getting sick and tired of leaving calls at the City Hall in New Bedford, and they have the nerve to ask me for my phone number when I'm complaining about anything. When I want the pedestrian walkover bridge from Purchase Street over to downtown, or any questions at all, they have the nerve to ask me for my phone number, and I'll get a call back, which never happens. So maybe I should go to the City Hall right in front of the mayor's door of his office and stand there forever. Until he's going to see me. Where are the sand barrels that were always present in the city of New Bedford?
Well, I know that they condensed where they would put sand barrels the last few years. So they have them in less places than they did in the past. But normally they put out a press release, you know, saying where the sand barrels are when there's a parking ban. But there wasn't a parking ban. So I wonder if, you know, they only put the barrels out when there is a parking ban. I wonder if that's the new policy or if that's always been the policy.
I don't think anybody's worried about it. I called up when Paul Santos was on and said, if any of the listeners know about the barrels, whether I can find one, please call in. Nobody, not one single call. I mean, my radio is on 24, has nothing. Nobody mentioned it. So I guess other people don't care about the sand barrels like I do. It helps me out. I keep little baggies of it in my car, too, when I'm going to shopping. If I can't get a spot near the entrance to the store, I will park further away, and as I walk, I sprinkle a little in front of me because they can't clean the whole parking lot. They never do. There's ice everywhere, and it prevents me from falling down.
Where are you doing that shopping?
Everywhere I go, whether I go to the basket, whether I go to the mall, wherever I go.
The mall? So you're going to Dartmouth? So you're bringing New Bedford sand to Dartmouth? You think Dartmouth can return the favor and give you a little sand, maybe?
I'm going to be behind bars. Oh, yeah, I went to the beach, and I'll tell you, that wind was fierce in my face. I froze my ass off, but I did come home with two little containers of sand, and I'm very happy about it. It's a shame that we have to go all the way to the beach.
I just hope you don't reach in there to get a handful of it and, you know, a hermit crab snatches onto your finger.
Yeah, I know you're being funny about it, but this isn't funny.
No,
this
I don't. I'm funny. Not.
We
no,
always
I'm...
had sand barrels. New Bedford is starting to suck big time. My place of birth, I've lived here all my life. Why aren't they putting sand? Where is the money going? It's bad enough we have big holes in the streets everywhere, which is helping to ruin my old car. I'm trying to keep it going. A couple of sand barrels? Come on. I'm going to go to City Hall and sit there until they give me some sand. I'm going to do that.
All right. Well, I hope that it works out for you.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
All right. You have a good
day.
Have
a wonderful day. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. 508-996-0500. Let's go to another call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. And I'm sure Mary is listening, so good morning, Mary, too. I didn't call because of Mary complaining, but just a note for her. You know, she could probably call Ian Abreu or her ward city councilor. We know Ian's very good at getting back to people or even looking into something like that, why there are no sand barrels anywhere instead of dealing with the mayor's office. But anyway, the reason I called, Tim, is because I know you're one of the first ones out of the house this morning, and I just had a couple of weather questions for you before I go out.
Sure.
I noticed that my neighbor woke me up this morning trying to bang on the car door. Are the car doors frozen shut with the way things are this morning?
Mine was not frozen shut, but it was definitely a little sticky. There was a layer of ice underneath the snow. So it's, because it rained first, you got that wetness that was on the car. So that's going to help to kind of make it stick. But mine was okay. I was able to pull it open, but that doesn't mean, you know, depending on how the rain fell, you know, what direction it was falling, it might have made a difference.
The other thing is, I mean, the stuff that's on the car windows, I mean, is it very hard to scrape off or can you just brush it off with a broom?
So I had to scrape it a little bit, but what I did is, you know, I started my car, turned on the heat on the windshield, and then when I cleaned the snow off, by the time I got to the ice underneath, it came off in pretty easy.
Yeah, well, I guess the problem is I have a much, much older car, so the heat defrost in my car is not that great. Mm-hmm. So, you know, usually it's like, you know, you think it's going to defrost and it doesn't. And, you know, sometimes when you're in the house, what it looks like outside is deceiving. Sometimes it looks like you have to really scrape it. Other times it looks like you can just brush it off. So I figured, let me call Tim since he got to the radio station.
I was pleasantly surprised by how quickly I was able to get in my car and go. I'll say that.
Well, that's good. Okay. And you know what? And I'm happy that you're on this morning. I turned the radio on and I said, I hope they're working this morning. Somebody's working to talk because usually in the morning I don't put my TV on anymore. I hate listening to the news because it's depressing. So anyway, you try to have a good day and stay warm.
You as well. Take care. And I would have liked to have made this a holiday. It's not a company holiday, but you know, we get a couple of floating holidays, and I would have liked to have utilized that and, you know, had a day off today just because of the snow, you know, not have to deal with getting up and coming in. But also, two things about that. One, I'm going to save those floating holidays because we just had holiday breaks. We've only had a couple of weeks of working full weeks. It's too early to need to take a day off if you don't already have it scheduled. And then the other thing, there's no way I was keeping Chris and Barry off the air today. Not on inauguration day for Donald Trump. So I knew that they were going to want to come in no matter what. So I didn't realize that that Phil Devitt had the day off, but that's all right. We will adjust. And I don't know that we'll even have the weather from ABC 6 because I haven't seen it from Christina Shalhoub. So that's all right. Well, I'll give you some weather updates here and there. But I can tell you this, it is going to freeze out there. The stuff that's out there is going to start to freeze over. So if you have the opportunity to get out and clear off your car or clear off your driveway or sidewalk early, I would do that. And then later on this week, thankfully the moisture looks pretty dry over the next few days, but that's because it's going to get bitterly cold. We're looking at single digit temperatures overnight for part of this week. So I've got to go somewhere Friday night. I'm going to a performance, and I'm hoping to have the artist come on before the end of the week. But it's at the District Center for the Arts in Taunton, and they're doing a pinup night, and my friend's band Little Miss and the Boom are going to be playing. And I haven't had a chance to see them live yet, so I'm very excited for going out to this. But I was like, well, you know, if I'm going to go out to a retro pinup night, I'm going to wear one of my suits. And I was like, but I don't have a jacket to wear with the suit, so hopefully it's not too cold on Friday night. I mean, obviously I'll wear a jacket in the car, but like I don't have an overcoat. But, you know, who knows? Maybe. I got time to go hit up Savers. Which I'm sure a lot of people have been, you know, going through their clothes and finding warmer clothes and finding, you know, pulling out all that stuff and saying, well, I think it maybe might be time to get a new jacket. And don't forget, there are people who could use those donations of your older stuff. If maybe you've outgrown it or maybe you just want to update your style, there are people that can use that. So it is inauguration day. I know Barry's planning on carrying some of it during his show. And, of course, they'll be taking your phone calls. So my plan was to come in today because it is inauguration day and, you know, just put all politics aside and all ideologies aside because it is an important day in democracy. And I think they made the right call moving it indoors, even though, you know, there's a lot of people that are disappointed that they travel to Washington or they booked hotel rooms or whatever. It's the right thing to do when you consider what the temperatures are going to be down there today. More people would have been probably hospitalized if they tried to stand outside in the cold for hours today, because it's not just the duration of the inauguration that's the issue. It's how long people have to get outside and line up and hold their spot and all of that, and then even just filing everybody out afterward. But that was my plan, was to come in and treat the day with reverence. I was going to come in and just talk about it from that perspective, not start the countdown of saying there are now only 1,461 days where Donald Trump's even going to matter anymore left. But then the whole TikTok thing happened over the weekend, and just what a stunt that was. What we would call in the wrestling world a work is when all the parties are in on it to try to pull one over on the, you know, not to, you know, to basically put on a performance. So when two wrestlers are in the ring and, you know, they're going after each other, but they're not really hurting each other, that's a work. And that's what this whole TikTok thing was. Because we talked at length on Friday. I talked on this program, and then I talked on Barry's program about what TikTok actually had to do and what was going to happen. And basically, the idea was that it had to be removed from the U.S., from the app stores in the U.S., and that it would remain on people's devices and be utilized until security updates and feature updates eventually rendered it useless, but that people would still be able to utilize it. And I remember I gave a couple of warnings. One, TikTok could theoretically eliminate revenue generation for U.S. content creators. So even if you're still making videos, you might not get paid for them. And I did say they could send out an update where they just shut everything down for everybody in the U.S., but that would be stupid on their part because they would lose money. They would lose revenue from people who are watching the ads and who are ordering the products and all of that. So I was like, hey, there's no way they would ever do that, but they could. And sure enough, what did they do? They shut it off in the U.S. And then about 12 hours later, they turned it back on. Under the most bogus auspices ever. When they turned it off, they put up an alert on it saying that they were turning it off, but that President Trump was working on something and they were hopeful about it, which was interesting because he wasn't the president yet. And then when they reinstated it, the pop-up message thanked President Trump for the work that he's done to save it. It's like he didn't do anything differently in those 12 hours. This was all a stunt. This was all designed to make Donald Trump look like the hero that saved TikTok, to win him over with the younger generation and the people that didn't like him. This is literally fake news. Not that it didn't happen, but in the fact that they generated this news, they created a fake situation to make Donald Trump look like the hero. And many, many, many people got played by it. Thankfully, most people are smart enough to say, no, no, we see through this. This is garbage. First of all, he's the guy that was calling for it to be banned in the first place. So none of this would have happened if it wasn't for him. And then he's going to swoop in and be the savior. There's a lot of people that are saying, yeah, no, we're not buying it. And so now those folks that deleted TikTok from their phones are not going to re-download it. Or so they say. You know, we'll see what happens. I never deleted it off my phone as much as I need the space on my phone. Still holding out. Come on, Samsung, release the S25 because my phone is pretty full. But I was going to remove the app just to get the space back on my phone. But then I said, no, I want to be able to follow along with what's going on so that when I go back in on Monday, I can report on that. What I can tell you is it's still down from the app stores, along with the other ByteDance applications. But Trump has said as part, or I don't know if he said this particularly, or if this is just the general consensus of people in the know, is that when he signs the executive order that gives it that 90-day extension, which some lawmakers, by the way, are saying he can't do. So it may have to go to the Supreme Court to decide that. Because the language says that, you know, the president can do this, and it doesn't specify which president, which might be his out, but basically there was a limited time window in which they could do that 90-day extension, and that 90-day extension expired, according to some lawmakers, when the ban was initially supposed to go into place. So that's they ran out of time to be able to extend that. Trump's argument is, well, I wasn't president, and now I will be, so now I want to be able to do the executive order. So we'll have to see where that goes, but it should be, it should work out. But then it's also up to the Trump administration to levy the fines on the app stores if they do have TikTok available for download and updating. And right now, those companies, Google, Apple, anybody else that has app stores, they're working with the incoming administration to determine whether or not they will be fined, because it's, we're talking billions of dollars in fines. So they're trying to work it out so that they don't have to, you know, if they have the assurances that they won't have to pay those fines, then they'll be able to put it back up in the stores. So we'll see how it all shakes out. But what, I mean, and again, I'm not denying the fact that there was a ban that was going to be happening and that we knew there was going to be an executive order that would extend the time period before that ban went into place, despite, you know, the challenges that might come from some lawmakers. But what happened over the weekend is what I'm saying was the work. They pulled it down earlier than they had to, and then reinstated it when they didn't have to pull it at all. They didn't have to disable it for Americans. They only had to have it removed from the app stores. So it's just a big work. 508-996-0500. Let me take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. And welcome back in, 508-996-0500, app chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. There go all the plows and sand trucks heading down Sconic Neck Road. So, yeah, they're definitely going to be out throwing down some more salt and sand for sure, because the roads are going to be a little bit slippery. Thankfully, it is a holiday. It's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. So that means no school. That means a lot of people have the day off from work. That also means a lot of people, hopefully, off the roads. But again, it wasn't that bad coming in. The main roads were in pretty good shape. Some of the side roads were still a little bit slippery, but nothing out of control. We're fortunate that we didn't get a lot of snow, but the bigger concern was the fact that it was raining first, because that rain tends to form an ice layer underneath. But so far, so good, it seems. I had to head over to Warwick last night. I had to pick up a friend at TF Green at around, well, originally her flight was supposed to come in at 6. She was coming up from Florida, but she had a layover. I had to take a different plane. And she was supposed to land around 6 o'clock, but they ended up spending an extra hour on, I think it was in Baltimore, de-icing the plane and waiting for the weather to clear up a little bit for them to be able to take off. So she was an hour later. And I'm just watching, you know, the hourly predictions of when the rain is supposed to turn over to snow and all of that, because I was like, I kind of want to get us home before it turns to snow, but... You know, picked her up, brought her home, was coming home, and it was still raining when I got home. Got home probably 8:30, 9 o'clock, and it was still rain. So the fact that it stayed rain longer than it was supposed to helped keep snow totals down, but it also made for more of a layer of moisture underneath to freeze. So just be careful when you head out the door, whenever that may be. If you can wait until sunrise, probably a good idea. Won't be too long before that happens. So, all right, 508-996-0500. I have a story up on WBSM.com and on the WBSM app that will give you a little bit of clarification into something that a caller had been calling about over the last couple of weeks about New Bedford changing the price of cigars. If you remember when he called in about it, we were like, it must be a state thing. You know, they're the ones that regulate tobacco. It's at the state level. And then when we had Council President Burgo in, he asked Council President Burgo about it. He didn't know anything about it. Well, come to find out, the New Bedford Board of Health can make its own regulations. They've been given that authority by the Commonwealth. And as such, they have, as part of these new regulations that kicked in on January 1st of this year, one of them is they set a minimum price for cigars. So a single cigar is no longer allowed to be sold for less than $2.90. And people were paying about 90 cents for a single cigar. The idea is that they're trying to keep these things out of the hands of kids. In fact, I got a statement from Stephanie Sloan, the New Bedford Health Department director, who said, "A healthier city is the New Bedford Board of Health's ultimate goal and the driving force behind its recent vote to institute a minimum pricing policy on cigars." And she said, "Almost 200 cities and towns across Massachusetts have similar regulations, which are backed by research as a way to discourage young people from purchasing and using tobacco." So if you're and by the way, in case you didn't know, the age to purchase tobacco products in Massachusetts now is 21. It's been that way for a number of years. It used to be 18, but they changed it to 21, I think in 2018. But if you think that, you know, keeping a kid from buying a Black and Mild, changing it from 89 cents to 290, is going to keep a kid from buying a Black and Mild if somebody's selling it to kids, then, you know, I hate to tell you, you know, the Tooth Fairy gives $20 to some kids for a first tooth these days. We had that conversation recently here at the station. Somebody, their kid got $20 for the first tooth and then $5 for each additional tooth. Inflation works all the way around, because when I was a kid, and the Tooth Fairy was especially generous at my house, which was surprising because there were five kids. So you would have thought she would have said, well, and we're all pretty close in age, so we're all losing teeth around the same time. You would have thought the Tooth Fairy would have said, yeah, no, hang on, Weisbergs. You guys are costing me an arm and a leg here. We're lowering the price a little bit. But at my house, the Tooth Fairy left $5 for your first tooth and $1 for each tooth after that. Now, I always suspected that that was the case because it's easier to sneak a dollar under somebody's pillow than some coins. But I thought that was kind of the case all the way around. But all the people said, no, I got $1 for my first tooth and $0.25 for each tooth after that. But anyway, the idea that kids, you know, can't come up with another $2. I don't think that that's enough. But overall, these regulations are designed to help decrease the number of people that are smoking, and especially the number of kids that are smoking. Especially the fines and penalties that can happen to stores that sell to minors or sell, you know, Lucy's. Even a single cigar that is sold has to be wrapped individually. So you can't, like, open up a box of Don Diego's and sell the cigars out of that box. It has to be individually wrapped, which, you know, most of the time cigars come individually wrapped anyway. So I don't know, you know, how many of you go out and buy single cigars just to smoke a cigar. Like, oh, I like to smoke a Black and Mild now and then, but I don't want to buy a whole pack because then I'll smoke more. I just get one when the feeling comes over me. Like, if that's the kind of person you are, then, you know, it's probably better to buy that pack. But what they're targeting here is people that are using them for blunt wraps. And they have a list of definitions for terms that came as part of these regulations. And one of the definitions that was in that was blunt wrap. And if you don't know what a blunt wrap is, people buy the cigar, they cut it open, they take out all the tobacco, they replace the tobacco with marijuana, and smoke it that way. And, you know, nothing wrong with that if that's what you want to do, but it seems like that's what they're trying to curb. So you can read more about that at WBSM.com and on the app. I've got to take another break. We'll be right back. And you can also use App Chat and Open Line voicemails on the WBSM app. Also want to let you know about a new contest that we launched over the weekend. We are looking for people and pets that look alike. Yeah, has anybody ever said, you know, you and your dog kind of resemble each other? Or, gee, that cat really does kind of look like you. Well, if that's been the case, take a photo and send it to us. And the form is there at WBSM.com and on the app to be able to submit your entry. We're going to be collecting entries all this week. And then starting next weekend, we will take your votes and we'll have you vote on. And we've received some of these already. And I got to say, these people and their pets do look alike. And, you know, it doesn't mean that you have to look alike, but maybe there's a photo where you're both making the same face, or maybe there's a photo where you're trying to look more like your pet. Whatever it may be, send it on over. And we're leaving it up to the people to vote. And the winner is going to get a $250 gift card. You can't go wrong with that, right? A $250 gift card that you can use to spoil your pet. You can share with your pet, or you can keep for yourself. We don't judge. Whatever you want to do with it. But it's going to be a lot of fun looking at all these photos and voting. But you got to get those entries into us so that we can get it up there in the gallery that will be out there on Friday for you to vote on. And, of course, the My Pet Lookalike contest is presented by Wareham Animal Hospital. So get those on over this week at WBSM.com and on the app. And you and your pet could be the winners of $250. Of course, once the voting starts, you have to share it around and tell people, hey, vote for us. You always tell us we look alike. Now you got to vote for us. All right, I've got to take one more break here before the end of this hour, so let's get that done. And welcome back. And we are going to be going to the news in just a moment. We will have the ABC News for you. And no local news because Phil Devitt is off today. But then, and also we don't have the weather, and it's because Christina Schallhoop is outside today. She didn't send over any weather because she's outside today. They're literally doing the ABC 6 morning broadcast from outside. At one point I was, working on the computer to my right, and then I turn around and I look to my left, and there's Christina laying in the snow doing snow angels.